Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Ever get that feeling? You're someplace, maybe an old house or a museum or something, and you just feel something, like you're being watched or you hear something that isn't there.
Yeah, it's like a little shiver down your spine.
Exactly. It's like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. That's what we're diving into today, the irresistible pull of ghost stories.
And specifically, the tale of the Pink Lady at the iconic Grove Park Inn, which has that in spades.
Okay, so picture this. You're a guest back in 1913, arriving at this brand new mountain resort. And this isn't just any hotel. We're talking massive granite walls, rocking chairs overlooking the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, I can practically smell the pine needles and hear those rocking chairs creaking.
Right. Now imagine F. Scott Fitzgerald hanging out there, soaking it all in.
You know, it's interesting because people often forget that ghost stories are more than just spooky tales.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. What do you mean?
Well, they often reflect the beliefs of their time. So back in the early 1900s, when the Grove Park Inn was built, mountain air wasn't just fresh air. It was considered super healthy, almost magical. And the hotel really played into that with its focus on open spaces and fresh air.
You're right. Like a health retreat, almost.
Yeah.
So you've got this blend of luxury and the promise of good health. But like any good mystery, there's a twist. And in this case, that twist, well, she wears a pink gown.
The Pink Lady, and her story is as famous as the hotel itself. She's practically a permanent resident, according to local legend.
And it all starts in the 1920s, as far as we know, a young woman, a mysterious incident, and bam, you've got the makings of a ghost story that just won't quit.
And what always gets me is how these tales often attach themselves to grand hotels. It's like a story waiting to be told.
Right. Like these places are just magnets for spirits or something.
Think about it. Hotels are these crossroads of lives filled with comings and goings, temporary stays, intense emotions, you know, life, death, love, and loss, all happening under one roof. It's no surprise that people associate them with lingering energy or the idea that some guests check in, but never truly leave.
Especially when you have stories about specific rooms, right?
Like room 545.
Exactly. Room 545 at the Grove Park Inn. It's like it's got its own frequent flyer program for ghost hunters.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's true, though. There's something about tying a ghost story to a specific location, like a room with a number, that just makes it feel more real, right?
Like you can almost imagine yourself there in that room, experiencing something you can't explain.
And maybe even booking a night in that room, hoping for your own encounter.
Which, let's be honest, some people would totally do. But speaking of room 545, that's where things go from, interesting, to, okay, I need more information. I mean, guests report all sorts of weird stuff happening. Cold spots, flickering lights, even objects moving on their own. But here's the thing that always gets me, and maybe this is why the story's resonated for so long. She's not described as a scary, vengeful spirit.
You're right. That's unusual. A lot of times, ghost stories tap into those primal fears, you know, the dark, the unknown, something lurking just beyond our vision. But the Pink Lady is often portrayed as benevolent.
Even playful.
Yeah. Especially in the stories you hear from children who've stayed at the hotel.
It's like, okay, if we have to have a ghost hanging around the hotel, at least it's one that might tidy up after itself, right?
Exactly. And you know, the one detail that always stands out, the pink dress. It's such a vivid, specific image, and it adds this touch of, well, humanity to her.
Almost like a signature look, like she wants to be seen, you know?
Like she's trying to tell us something.
So we've got spooky happenings, a possible ghost who's got a thing for the color pink, and a hotel steeped in history. But is there any actual proof? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do you prove a ghost? It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall.
It's the ultimate head scratcher. Because we're talking about personal experiences, feelings, not exactly something you can measure with a ruler.
Exactly. Oh. And that's what makes it so fascinating, right? But it's also a challenge, especially for, you know, paranormal investigators. Oh, totally. They got all those gadgets and gizmos trying to capture something, anything. What's that called again? EVP?
Yes. EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon. It's a big one. The idea is that spirits can communicate through electronic devices, leaving those eerie messages behind.
Like whispers on a tape recorder.
Exactly. Voices that might not be audible to the human ear at the time, but when you play back the recording, boom, there it is.
And there's actually an EVP recording from the Grove Park Inn, right? One that even skeptics find a little creepy.
There is. It's said to have been captured in, you guessed it, room 545. You hear the investigator asking, "Is anyone here with us?" And then, after a moment of silence, a faint voice replies, "I'm here."
Okay, see, now I've got goosebumps just hearing you describe it, but couldn't it just be some weird sound, like the building settling or something?
That's always a possibility. And that's where it gets tricky, right? Because our brains are wired to find patterns, even when they don't exist. There's even a name for it. Pareidolia.
Pareidolia. Sounds like a complicated way of saying people see what they want to see.
Pretty much. It's like seeing a face in a piece of toast or a dragon in the clouds. Mm. Our brains try to make sense of random information.
So you're saying that cold spot might just be a drafty window. And that ghostly whisper could just be, well, the wind whistling through the walls.
Could be, especially in an old building like the Grove Park Inn. I mean, those places are practically symphonies of creaks and groans and drafts.
You're not wrong. So where does that leave us? If we can explain away some of these spooky occurrences, why do these stories persist?
Because some stories, some experiences, they just defy easy explanations. And those are the ones that really make us stop and think.
Okay, like, give me an example.
The children's stories. They always get me.
What is it about kids? They always seem to be the ones seeing things.
Right, and I think it's because kids are more open to the possibility of the impossible. They haven't developed the same filters that we have as adults.
Right. I remember when I was a kid, I was convinced there was a monster under my bed.
Exactly. And there are all these accounts from families who stayed at the Grove Park Inn with children reporting seeing a woman in a pink dress, playing in the hallways, even tucking them in at night.
See, that's where it gets me. Because if it's just one kid, maybe you could dismiss it as an overactive imagination, but multiple kids from different families, all describing similar things, that's harder to shrug off.
Right. And a lot of times these families had no prior knowledge of the Pink Lady legend. They weren't actively looking for a ghostly encounter. It just kind of happened.
So what are we supposed to make of all this? Is the Pink Lady real? Is she just a product of our imaginations, fueled by a spooky old hotel and a few well-placed whispers?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? We don't have a definitive answer. And in a way, that's what keeps the legend alive. It forces us to confront the unknown, to question what we believe and why.
I like that, embracing the mystery. But let's bring this back down to earth for a moment. If I'm listening to this and I'm planning a vacation, should I be packing a ghost hunting kit along with my swimsuit? Should I be tacking a ghost hunting kit along with my swimsuit?
Honestly.
Yeah.
The best thing you can pack is a sense of wonder. And maybe a good book on local folklore, too.
Okay, a little light reading by the fire sounds fun. But you touch on something interesting there. It's like, whether or not we believe these stories literally, they seem to tap into something deeper, you know, like this need to connect with something bigger than ourselves.
100%. Think about it. The Grove Park Inn isn't just a collection of rooms. It's a place with layers of history. Stories are practically woven into those granite walls.
Right. Like every corner's got a tale to tell if you know how to listen.
Exactly. And that's what the Pink Lady legend reminds us of, that places can hold on to these memories, these emotions, even after the people who experience them are gone.
It's like when you visit a historical site, battlefield, whatever, you can almost feel the echoes of the past, you know?
Precisely. And these stories, they make history real. They take it out of textbooks and turn it into something tangible, something you can almost reach out and touch, or maybe something that reaches out to you.
Okay, now you're giving me chills again. But it's true, there's something about the idea of a benevolent presence, like the Pink Lady, that's oddly comforting.
Totally. It speaks to this very human desire for, I don't know, reassurance maybe. Like, even if this life is all there is, maybe there's something more beyond it. A little glimmer of hope, especially when it comes to confronting, you know, the big unknown.
It's interesting, right, that even for skeptics, a good ghost story makes you stop and think. It makes you question your assumptions.
For sure. And the Pink Lady story, at its heart, isn't just about her. It's about us, how we make sense of the world, how stories connect us to the past, and maybe even give us a glimpse into the great beyond.
This deep dive has given me chills, goosebumps, and a whole lot to think about. I'll never look at a flickering light the same way again.
Who knows? Maybe it's just the wind. Or maybe it's something else trying to get your attention.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the legend of the Pink Lady at the Grove Park Inn. We hope you enjoyed it. If you were investigating this, what would you want to know? Let us know. And the next time you're checking into a historic hotel, maybe do a little digging into the local legends. You never know what intriguing tales you might uncover. Until next time, happy exploring.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.